We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Supply shortages. Outside of social distancing, it is the most talked about thing and most shared thing on social media now, going on weeks. The shortages of especially paper products. Joining me live this morning is Bill Lupe, the vice president of Sonwell Transportation here in Western New York. You guys transport and distribute. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah, that's correct. We transport, we warehouse, we distribute. We do all things third-party logistics and getting those supplies to market.
And you are doing it with some of the biggest companies too, right? General Mills, U.S. Sugar, all the local grocery store chains, right?
Yeah, General Mills, Smucker's, all the local grocery store chains. Those are some of our major clients. We're very, very focused in food, beverage, paper, and packaging products.
Yeah, even Milk-Bone.
Yeah, even pet foods are considered essential items right now, just as essential as food for people.
All right, so for you to be in this business, how shocked were you when this happened, when everything started running out, especially toilet paper?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm not that surprised because if you basically go, overnight or within a week of increasing demand for some of these items like toilet paper, 400% increases in demand, the supply chain is not set up to be able to react to that fast enough. It's just not agile agile enough for the production facility to be able to ramp up production. And then for us to be able to get that product to a warehouse and get it on a truck to get it to the store, in a week's reaction time.
I keep thinking, though, that this stuff is somewhere. Is it?
It depends on the product sometimes. If you take General Mills, for example, if we're talking about General Mills flour that's produced in downtown Buffalo. So they're producing in downtown Buffalo, and they're sending that product to one of our warehouses. So they have some amount of inventory built up in our warehouse that they can then pull from as they get orders at these stores. And after that inventory starts to get depleted because the store orders have gone up so tremendously in such a short amount of time, then they need to start replacing it by producing at a faster rate. So in one sense, it was somewhere, I think, at one time, but now the supply chain has been strained enough where we're basically hand to mouth with a lot of these goods as far as needing to produce and then immediately send to store for consumption.
When do you think things will get better?
Based on some of the data that we're seeing in some of the other countries, I think that we're seeing a little bit of a reprieve right now because I think that the main rush for everybody to get to the store and stock up, at least from what we're hearing from grocery retailers right now, that we've kind of already seen the peak in that. And that now we're a little bit on the way down. I mean, I think if you go to grocery stores today, you still see a lot of empty shelves. So I wouldn't be surprised if consumers are like, I don't really subscribe to that quite yet. But the demand that the grocery stores are seeing has already peaked and is kind of on the way down. So I think the panic buying is over, and I think that that we'll see stores start to restock and start to normalize probably over the next, 2 to 3, 2 to 4 weeks, and then you'll see those stock levels get back to normal.
Yeah, even toilet paper.
Yes, even toilet paper, and we're doing a lot of shipments of tissue paper and toilet paper too. So so we see the demand for that stuff that's hugely spiked as well.
Do you think, Bill, that the supply chain, how it operates, will change after this event?
Not necessarily, no, because the supply chain wants to be efficient, and so it's going to naturally level what its throughput, because that's going to create the most efficiency. So this COVID-19 crisis is really an outlier, and so it's very difficult to account for an outlier when you're trying to create a supply chain where the demand is as level as possible, because you're trying to make it as efficient as possible. I don't think that we'll see any kind of long-term changes in the supply chain. I think that everyone right now in the supply chain is working like crazy, working overtime, extra hours, working 7 days a week. That's what our people are doing right now, and doing everything within our power to get those products onto the shelves to the people of Western New York and throughout the country. And I think that's just what it's going to take in the short term before things hopefully go back to normal.
Yeah, I mean, you can see it on the faces of the people, the stockers at the grocery store, how worn out they are. How exhausted are your guys?
Yeah, I mean, our guys at Sonal have had pretty positive attitudes about it. I think that everyone here understands the importance of our work right now, and it's funny to a lot of us because, the logistics business, I think, is one of the biggest businesses that kind of sits in the background and that people don't think about a lot, because if the products are there on the store shelves, that's really all they care about. And now this is our chance to kind of be front and center and prove our importance and prove our worth. And so I think everybody here feels that, and everybody wants to do their part to work the extra hours to make sure our friends and neighbors are taken care of as far as the necessities that they need, but there is a little risk of burnout. Our drivers that are driving the trucks, our guys in freight brokerage, our guys that are driving forklifts in the warehouse, all of those guys are working a lot of OT, and we're just making the best of it and kind of sticking together and grinding it out.
Well, you know what? You're right. We took you for granted before, but you're all appreciated right now. And Bill, thanks for the update. We are glad you could join us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for the time.
Sure. Bill Lupe, Vice President of Sonwell Transportation here in the Buffalo area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.